Welcome to another episode of Four the Podcast. As you can see, we're back and fiery as ever.
Yes, we are.
We back in the building.
Could it be the chromed out rims?
Okay.
Okay. All right. So, entanglement. What's your definition?
What's what?
What's your definition?
Messy.
Of entanglement?
Yes.
A definition that is not allowed in our household.
Oh.
Mm.
And I would.
But to me, the definition of the word entanglement, I don't know, but it's something that you can't get apart again. So I don't know what that's supposed to. Yeah.
Well, and see, now that you say that, the thing is, you can't have an entanglement if there's space. So if they were separated, it's not entanglement, is there? Is it? Because of the space given, which is what created, you know what I mean?
Yep.
So if you never give space, then it's an entanglement.
Mm-hmm.
So what is your definition?
My definition of entanglement is kind of the same thing as a situationship, except for somebody is married in this, in the situationship.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's a three party situationship, I guess.
What, I thought you had a name for it the other day.
What was it?
A thruple.
Oh, thruple is a real thing.
Oh, that's a real thing?
Yeah, that's a real thing.
Oh, I thought you made this shit.
Does that mean trouble and three or what?
No, a thruple is like a married couple and then they have a boyfriend or a girlfriend.
Could they both have a boyfriend and a girlfriend? I mean, like,
that's with four people. A thruple is they both, like,
quuffle.
No, a thruple is they have a boyfriend or girl. Like, they decide whatever gender likes the same thing. Like, let's say if it was a woman and they get another woman. Well, okay, then they're okay with that. Then the woman is okay with lesbian action and the man is okay with two women. If they were to get a man, the man is okay with two men and the woman is okay with two dicks. That's the definition of a thruple.
So basically it means it's an open marriage?
It's poly,
no, they have a boyfriend and it's closed. That boyfriend or girlfriend cannot have another boyfriend or girlfriend.
Yeah, ain't that poly?
Oh, Jesus. Why are people making it so complicated?
Well, it might not be complicated.
But they see, some of those people think that us married people that only have a husband and a wife are making it complicated because that's not how it's really supposed to be. We're putting a lot of restrictions on ourselves and our spouses, according to them.
Man.
What kind of restrictions?
Marriage, because you said like that wasn't allowed. Like Jay can go get a girlfriend.
Man.
I mean, he was able to get plenty of girlfriends before my time.
Oh, I hear that.
But what if he decided he met this girl and like she was amazing? And he was like, man, y'all would really get along, or I'd like to see where this goes. We might get along better than me and you, actually.
If he wants to see how it goes, he's free to do that, but not with me. Bye-bye.
So this leads me to wonder. So is this a
deal breaker?
No. No, like monogamy, is it based? Is it like rooted in religion? Is it a societal, cultural thing? Like, what is monogamy for you?
I think it's a cultural thing.
Okay, so with that being said, do you think if culturally polygamy or polyamorous relationships were the norm in your particular culture,
mm-hmm.
do you think then it would be accepted, rim?
I mean, for me personally, it is not culturally or religious. I don't know why I chose to be in a monogamous relationship and to be in a marriage situation. But for me, it feels just right. And I don't want to F around with a husband and then having a boyfriend on the side. It's just too much.
Well, that wouldn't be on the side if it's polyamorous. It wouldn't be on the side. It would be together.
Yeah, but I like it like
you'd be the peanut butter of the sandwich.
Yeah, but I don't like to mix. Like I don't You know?
You wouldn't be mixing. You would be getting mixed. Hey.
Oh, either, hey.
It's either peanut butter or jelly for real.
Yes, exactly. I don't mix.
She was like, I don't want to be mixed. I'm good.
Wait, but so then Jay, would you, yeah. Is that like even, yes. Like if it was allowed, not to get you in trouble, but I'm just trying to see if they have the same.
I mean, it's. Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, we're here.
Were you guys just on hold?
Nope.
No.
Yeah, because somebody just called me, that's why.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, it's not really.
Okay.
Look, now it was funny because
somebody?
It sounded like you paused and both of us were like, uh-oh.
Yeah. No, it's not really a difficult question to answer because if you live in a culture where it's normal to have multiple partners, then obviously, yes, I would be okay with it because it's normal.
Understood.
Yeah, so it's an easy question to answer, I think.
Yeah, and I agree. I think it is really based off of societal norms.
Yeah, I mean, because like we have.
I mean, even other than society, Jay.
Mm-hmm.
Like for me personally, like mm-hmm. everyone has to do his experience, and I really don't judge. But before being in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You are able to do whatever you want to do. And I decided not to have plenty of boyfriends at the same time, you know? So when I chose already back then not to have multiple boyfriends for different reasons, I don't see the sense in when I'm getting married and start a family to do that afterwards. Maybe you will change and mm-hmm. it is a need that you have. And then you have to talk to your spouse about it.
Yeah.
For me personally, it's just too complicated.
For sure. Yeah. Elena, I think a lot of people would agree. You know, 25, 30 years into it, maybe it just don't hit the same.
Yeah.
No, like, and that's what I always tell people, and they look at me crazy. Everything, when you're married, everything is a conversation. I want my spouse to open enough and that we have a relationship enough that we can talk about anything. If he's like, you know what? I never had a threesome or a foursome, or I never had a wife, whatever the case may be. I would like to try it before I die. I would at least like for him to be able to feel comfortable enough to come to the table with it.
Knowing damn well, she's going, pop, pop.
That's a discussion. That might open the door for me to be like, for real? Me too.
What you waiting on? Why you had to wait on me to say it?
No, and I might bring it to you, and that opens the door. You know, like, oh, I've been thinking about that. You know, that would breed a conversation. And that's really how I look at it, because at the end of the day, if you are in a decent marriage, you are best friends. So that means
no more.
You should be able to do anything, talk about anything together, even if it's uncomfortable. Because who the fuck else are you going to be able to talk to about it then?
As the young kids say, say less.
Same.
No. I agree 100% with Lenika.
Okay, Jay. Okay.
No, what I mean by that is Wait. What I mean is that if somebody has the need or like is curious about it, you should talk about it in your relationship. Like Lenika said, you're supposed to be best friends, and that's what we claim to be. So if we claim to be best friends, I or Jay should be able to talk about the desire that he has or the desire that I'm having. Nothing should be off limits or not talked about.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. And I like how you rounded it out, because at first I thought you were just going to put it like Jay was the only one with some desire.
No. Like, oh, hello.
Officer, girl.
We are all human beings. Everyone has a desire, and like, it's not like to be in a marriage, it is not for everybody, and it's not easy. But for me personally, I couldn't imagine not to be with Jay in a marriage, but that doesn't mean that it is easy.
And that doesn't mean you'll stay through anything.
What did you say?
And that doesn't mean that you will stay through anything.
No. Oh, I mean, who should?
I'm glad you said it.
I think, like, the stigma from back then, that you stay through everything, marriage till the day you die. Why? If I'm unhappy, if someone is treating you not right, or even vice versa, or if Jay is unhappy, and if I'm not treating him right, and I'm disrespectful, or if I'm hoeing around or whatever, or he does the same, why should you stay? No. Why should you stay?
Yeah.
Maybe for that particular thing, it is just singular. Let's say, and this is not me saying that my boy ain't Mario and Luigi over there, but let's say sex isn't great between you, but you still have a desire to be pleased.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you go get pleased, but everything else, Jay is knocking them shits out the park.
Okay, but if that is the issue, you should be able to talk to your spouse about it. Oh,
let me tell you.
You don't hit it right, or I'm not pleased, or whatnot. And let's work on it. And if you work on it and it doesn't get better, then maybe you should take professional help. If that doesn't work, then I don't know. Then
okay, fine.
Then finally you'll be like, all right, man, you gotta get a outside contractor.
I got to get a different kind of professional.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I mean, there's also, like, so my grandfather on my mom's side, he moved out of the house, or basically separated from my grandmother, like a month before his 60th birthday.
What?
Yeah, so they were together for about 20 years or so. Had four kids. And then moved out because, like, it was not a good or healthy relationship.
Yeah.
Which is kind of, I mean, like, my mom, or I mean, I know a lot of stories. So, like, my mom is the oldest of the kids, of, like, her siblings. And that makes me, basically, I'm the oldest of all my cousins by far. So, my next oldest cousin is 14 years younger.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so and he moved out when my two cousins they're the same age, when they were born, basically that year. He moved out, they were born beginning of the year, and he moved out at end of the year. So basically, they don't have the same relationship with our grandfather as I had my sister.
Yeah.
And they don't even know, like, the traditions and everything we had before he moved out. So it's kind of, I mean, my sister and myself, we know a lot of stories of how it was, how, like, stuff that went down, like, how he was, what he did for the family, and then, like, why he moved out. So, I mean, I never, like, and he's, like, my grandparents were born in the 30s.
Okay.
Yeah, 30s. So, it's like, you know, and they're from that generation where you usually don't separate, and they're both Catholic. So for him to do that was, like, such a shock to the whole family. But then it also gave people or family members something to think about, like, mm-hmm. in the aftermath of, you know, why did this? Why did he do it? Or was it better or worse or whatever? You know, it's a lot of things went into that decision to move out. But yeah, it was tough for the family, but I think all in all, it was better because, you know, sometimes, I mean, I was still 14 around that age when he moved out. So it was still, you know, so me and my sister, we noticed, you know, that sometimes there was tension. But I mean, in the end, when he moved out, I think it was better. For the, you know, that he did that, because then it decreased attention, you know. So, yeah, what I'm trying to say is that, like, if you're not happy, or if something's bothering you, or if it's that bad, then you should just do what makes you happy. Because if you you as a person aren't happy and it can't be solved, then it's just going to be miserable. And then it's going to be more than one person miserable than, you know, just yourself.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
So entanglement, though.
Yes.
Now, does anybody know, like, the facts? Like, watch the one, the Jada Red Table Talk? Because I didn't.
I watched some.
I watched that shit.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
And let me tell you. Will tried to get her to call it what it was, and she was like, nope, I ain't saying it. Entanglement is going to be the word that I choose, so can nobody take a sound bite and flip it. Even though it is exactly what it was.
But, so, did Will give his consent or not?
No, they weren't together.
Yeah. But supposedly.
They agreed in that conversation that we were all but divorced.
Okay.
Like they said that they both agreed that we were done. We were done. You know what I'm saying? It was a situation where it was like, you go find your happiness, I'm gonna find my happiness. And if by chance we come back around to each other, we come back around to each other.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And but even with that, you know, it was still, she wouldn't call it, you know,
what it was,
what most people would call an affair. And I get it from the standpoint of, if they both agreed that they're done, then she's, you know, right, outside of paperwork,
yes,
you know, outside of paperwork, then they were broken up.
But what I don't understand.
But Will still saw it as that. He still saw it as that. He wanted her to call.
Was he dating anybody else?
From that conversation, it doesn't sound like it.
Never during that whole time.
Yeah, but it sounds like after he found out about what went down, he did go knock, presumably, Margot Robbie off.
Mm. What you mean, what went down?
When he found out about August.
But
just quick question, because that wasn't clear for me during the red table talk, is because she took him in to the circle, to her family, to try to help him because he was so sick.
So Jake brought him home. So let's start clear, because and mind you, background on my stance, this whole victim nonsense, I don't buy that shit. They were grown. Jaden and August were friends.
Mm-hmm.
Jaden brought him home. This was around the same time we had like a few deaths in the family, like consecutively. So he was really going through a rough time. So when they brought him home, when Jaden brought him home, it was the initial intent was for it to be, you know, to be a support system so that he could get back on his feet, get his head back right, you know, so on and so forth. Now, that between that period and when entanglement started, those are two different periods.
Yes, I know. But the thing that I didn't understand is, since Will was also involved in that, that they took him in because he wasn't in a really healthy state of mind.
Yeah.
And when they started the entanglement, even though they were separated, since Jaden brought him to the family and they tried to help him, did he know that it was August all during that time?
And see, I don't think so. Like how she posed it was, it wasn't like something that was planned out. It was just something that from their time spent together, it turned into that.
Yeah, but that means to me, because that wasn't even clear. So it seems like it was a secret, even though they were separated.
Well,
because if I...
Secret to who? To us?
No. To Will.
Will.
Because if you effing around someone and you are on a break in your marriage, that's a whole different story. If that person is a random guy, but if it is somebody that is going to your home in and out,
you're trying to help him,
and you tried to help him or support him, and you don't even know that there's an entanglement going on.
Yeah.
That's...
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And you can see it, that it did cut Will deep.
Yeah.
Like, even talking about it now, even though all this transpired 5 years ago, you still say, you still tell that it still cut him deep to think that, you know, I was there to help you get back right, and this transpired. But more so than it be geared towards August, it's on Jada, because, and that's the same way we would do it if it was a man. And that's why I say it that way. Because if all these roles were reversed and this was Will and one of Willow's friends, then one, he will be a predator. Two,
yes.
Two, he would have been the one in control. So why can't it be the same for the older adult, it being a gender reversal of how it went down?
True.
I agree with that. I mean, and it's also on her, because, I mean, even though they are separated, still they were living in the same house, and you know, she also has to be respectful of that he lives there, Will, and even though they're separated, I mean, you just don't, like, somebody that's going in and out your house. I mean, if you're gonna do that, then you have to tell him what's going on, because he was just blindsided by that. That's not really cool, not really respectful from her side.
Now, I will say, I like, they never disclosed that they were still living together.
No, at the Red Table Talk, they said you lived in that side of the house and I lived in that side of the house. So that meant for me, they lived under one roof. But basically, I mean, they have, I don't know how big their house is, but I bet they're able to not see each other if they don't want to.
Yeah, yeah. It's probably kitchens on both wings.
Well, if that was the case, I don't care. If it's still one house, then it's disrespectful. Yeah. Because it's almost like the same bed. I don't care what you're talking about. You could have went and got if you felt so passionate about him, you could have stayed in his little raggedy-ass bachelor pad.
I mean, I don't know if she screwed him at the house. I don't know about that, because supposedly what the rumor is that she bought him cars and went with him on trips, and that she bought him also a house. So maybe they did that over there.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, then it is what it is.
And we also have to, like, I think we should consider that their views on this whole situation might be completely different. You know, like, for years, I say for the better part of 10 years, it's been rumored that they've been, you know,
swingers
and going to key parties. So, you know, like, if that's how they truly rock, then This wouldn't be seen as the same situation.
This is the house, and they don't have to see each other.
Yeah,
looking at
this picture that Nick just showed me of the house, they could miss each other for a month in this house. And they could be walking down the same hall.
Yeah, it don't look like they would have to see each other even if they wanted to. They have to schedule it.
I mean, the question is, entanglement or affair or whatnot, I have no clue. I mean, they're still young, both. Why do they not get a divorce?
Because, and that's why I brought up the situation earlier. I was like, let's say that it's a singular reason that, or where you all are missing each other. Do you feel as though one reason is cause enough for you and Jay to get divorced?
Well, I like the way you did that, baby. Give me some.
I'm thinking about it.
He got a point, though. Like, I didn't even think Jay that, just, like, what he literally Jay just, got a point. Because, I mean, there's always something wrong with everybody. Like, you know, like, I wish he did this more, or I wish he did this a little more, or whatever. So if that's the case, then people would, the divorce rate would be even higher if people got divorced. You know what I mean?
Good. Like, if you, and if you're able to find that solution, and it's something that both of you may not necessarily like, but are able to live with, and you find that both of you all are at least happy to a good baseline or greater, then it's like, oh, all right, then. So you get a divorce, and then all you got is, well, for the sake of conversation, is that good dick or that good with JJ.
Pose that question again, please.
Right. What? All I heard was
dick. No, the first question. The original.
Oh, I'm saying, like, let's say, you know what I'm saying? Let's say that you do get a divorce for that singular reason, and you find that singular thing that is that you were looking for. Mm-hmm. But now you don't have those other, let's just make it a neat list of 10 things. So let's say now you don't have the other 9. Then you're looking crazy.
I know what you mean, but at the same time, I mean, that is one thing. If you are separated, or if you are unhappy and you are taking a break in your relationship or marriage or whatever situation you are in, and having someone and like an affair or an entanglement, and it is someone that you know, I personally just think that's kind of disrespectful.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, and I'm not.
I mean, it's different if it would be like a random guy that nobody knows, or that you don't have any kind of social connection, you know?
Yeah.
But to know, like, that August is able to put a song out right now with Entanglement, with Rick Ross, and is able to talk about it. And they're in this kind of in the same, not the same circle, but in the industry.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know if it's the wrong, if it's pride, but the wrong pride.
Yes, that's all it is. It's ego. That's all it is.
And ego, but ego. That ego is big, and I don't know why somebody should stay.
But that's, again, that is ego. Ego is the thing that makes you look or makes you feel like, oh, I'm looking crazy. You got me out here looking crazy in the street. That's all ego.
Because yeah, it's now, ego, and but it's also has something to do with respect. Because think about it. They don't have babies anymore. Their kids are grown. There's no reason to stick and stay if it's not meant to be. There must be a reason why they were not happy together, and there must be a reason why she wasn't thinking about, oh, that's somebody that Will knows. I'm still effing him up.
Yeah, and I hear all of that. All I'm saying is you're looking at it from your perspective, and I'm not saying that it is respectful. I'm just saying, if you're in whatever position that it would be, that you could see yourself possibly staying, but having some type of nuance to your relationship, then I would like to think that your story wouldn't be exactly how it is right now. Because again, like, ego is what make you think, oh man, you got me out here in these streets looking crazy. Hey, well, guess what? 9 times out of 10, ain't nobody worried about your head.
But do you really think they can survive it? I don't know. I give them a year or 2 years. I don't think they're going to survive.
I think they're going to survive.
This happened 5 years ago. They're just now talking about it to us. This happened 5 years ago.
But the way
I mean, it happened 5 years ago for how long? How long was the entanglement going on? And how long did Will not know? And why are they now talking about
August? Because August is talking about it. Because August has an album coming out in November.
Okay, so because he talked about it, they are talking about it now. So if that happened 5 years ago, why are you able to see the hurt in Will's eyes?
I would imagine the same
reason. Because you had time to go to therapy.
Yeah. But that don't mean you still don't feel hurt. Nick had knee surgery 15 years ago. She still be talking about that knee.
Hold on, get my business out there.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if we're gonna talk about hurt,
I'm only wanting people to know I had fresh knees.
I think it's different. Like, if Will knew about it, let's say he knew about it, I don't know, a year later or whatever time frame, but they've had time to talk about it in private, but it's still different if it comes out on the open.
Mm-hmm.
But that's ego.
Wait, no. What if they came back together? When they got back together, they were like, we ain't going to discuss what happened during the separation. We not talking about it. That was in the past. We moving forward.
Yeah, but it's still the same situation. If it's out in the open and you get, you hear, I mean, there's no way not to listen to what's coming in from the outside. And it's hard to block all that out because even people that's close to you, like even their kids, how are they going to react to it? They're going to say something to their mom and to their dad. They're going to say something to them.
But like, and this is that is coming under the assumption that the family hasn't already had these discussions.
Yeah, we don't know, but I mean,
it's like a wound, like you said, with the knee surgery, you can hurt your knee again. And it's the same thing with that situation because they move past that. They might move past that and they healed. And then somebody is opening up the wound again.
The real question is, if something like that happens, an entanglement, even if you're separated, can you really move past it?
Yeah.
And
I mean, you can say it.
That is a good question. I think
you can say it and promise and whatever pinky swear and stamp it all you want. But can you really, from your inside, move past it and really forget about it and block everything from the outside? That's the real question. Because if you can't do it, I don't know if I could do it. I'll be honest. I don't know if I could, even if we were separated. And if you can't, which is really hard to do, then they're not going to stay together.
Maybe you can move past that. But when you are not talking about it, who it was, if you are in a, like both of them were separated, of course, everyone did their dirt on, didn't do it at all, but you don't know who it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's different.
Yeah, but yeah, exactly. Now a song is coming out, album's coming out, everybody's talking about it. Can you really move past it with these circumstances?
Yeah.
I mean, it's different. Like if you're not a celebrity, I mean, even if you're a celebrity and still private, nobody knows. It's still different.
Yeah.
But if you're a celebrity and it's public, I don't know.
Or even if you are not a celebrity, if you are living in your hood and everybody in the hood knows that it was like
Felicia?
I don't know who.
You got an 8 mile, man. And you got an 8 mile, man. You got an 8 mile. And I think.
So you could do that?
Jamal? No. I'm not of that mindset to say what I can do without having actually experienced it. So I don't know. Like I would love to think that I could get a hold of my ego, but ego, as we've discussed, ego is a major thing, and I think that's what it really comes down to: is are you willing to let your ego destroy whatever investments you have? It's like you have a bad day in the stock market. You got all this money in there. One bad day. Do you pull all your money out? And then the next day, if the stock market rebound, you could be a billionaire. You're going to feel crazy as hell. Because that's what a relationship is. A relationship is an investment. So, out for one bad day, do you pull all your money out of the market?
But that's the perfect example that Jay did with his grandpa. So, I think they were even married longer than 20 years.
No, no, my grandpa, my grandma?
Yeah, the first marriage.
Mm-mm.
No?
Mm-mm.
So, think about it. They were married like for over 20 years. And it was very uncommon even for their age and generation to separate. Then he separated. Then he got remarried. He was now married almost 25 years mm-hmm. till he passed. And he was super happy.
Yeah.
And that's the alternative. You know what I'm saying? But
that's what I'm saying. Like, sometimes there is a better.
That's all I would. That's the, like.
Yeah,
and partner outside.
And also on that, you know, if there's something like that that happened, like, I didn't even want to say it's in the relationship, but it's always going to be a part of your relationship, even if it was outside of the relationship. Even though they were separated,
yeah. mm-hmm.
they were still technically married. They lived in the same house. And like, even if you're separated, I don't know, it's still like, it's a part of it because it was in between two of your periods with the same person.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's not better. I mean, I don't know. Everybody has to make their own decision.
But we do have an example of this. Actually, Gabrielle Union and Wade, that he had a break, baby.
Yeah.
Is that an entanglement? Were they in an entanglement? Except for they weren't married. They were engaged, I think.
They were not married. They were not engaged. They were supposedly they were separated. I mean, he can call himself lucky enough that she didn't care that he had a break baby, and her ego wasn't that big. So they are now married.
Yeah,
and happy. So that's all about it. But think about it. I don't know if Will and Jay have Jada and Will have one bank account or not, because if she bought him a house, if she bought him a car, I mean, is it from the money that both of you are putting in there and she supported someone else, or is it something that she put, it was just hers and did it on the side? And if you forgive, like on Will's situation, if he really forgives Jada, that means he can't bring it up anymore. And that's hard.
It's hard, but it's not impossible. And
it's but you have to be a hell of a person to not, like, if something happens and I don't know, if something is coming up and you are getting angry and you see it again and feel it again, and to not bring it up again, that's hard. Because if you forgive, you have to let it go.
Yeah, you have to let it go. But not to say that you won't.
How many people can let it go, actually?
Yeah, but that's like, I think what, all that being said, that's what you said is still not making it an impossible feat. It is very singular. It's very particular to whatever your relationship and who you are as an individual, because at the end of the day, you have to decide. Like, I think when we have this conversation, we look at it as it being some regular, ordinary love type situation. Let's assume that this is the person that, like, is your end all be all, but y'all are just out of sync for a season. And, you know, seasons, you know, they don't have no definitive timeline. Let's say you're out of sync for a season and something like this transpires. But you honestly, in the depths of your soul, you feel like this is your person. Do you throw it away? Do you let your ego be the trash man for this thing that you feel like is a singular event in your lifetime?
Yeah, I mean, if he or they feel about each other like that, that's that person for me, then obviously, yes, you're going to have to try to work it out and get over it, get over your ego. Because if you know that's that person, then your ego should not be an issue. But I think if you don't think that, like, for example, if Will doesn't think that Jada is that person.
Oh, man, he would have bitch on deuces.
Yeah, because they were already on a break. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Especially,
for them to go on a break this late in their marriage, for me, that means that they're going to, you know, separate with this now, like,
coming out. Especially not being on the same page, because for Will, it wasn't a relationship. For Jada, it was an entanglement. So basically, even though it was 5 years ago, but who knows how long it lasted, they're not even on the same page what it was.
Yeah, but like, okay, so I'm just curious. What does the timeline of their marriage have to do anything? Like, what metric are you measuring that against? Because you say... Jay said, this late in their marriage. Okay, so...
I mean, this...
What is too short and too long?
No. I mean, not this late, but, like, they've been together for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... Like, if you go on a break after such a long time, then there's something going on in your marriage that is broken. Because otherwise, you wouldn't go on a break. Because
do you get your oil changed in your car?
That's not the same thing.
After so many miles, you get your oil changed, correct?
Yeah, but you don't go on a break in a relationship. You don't take the motor out and put it back in. Oil change is something different. Like, oil change, to me, what you're saying is if Will goes on a guy's trip or she goes on a girl's trip. Like, an oil change is nothing. I can do an oil change by myself in my car. I'm talking about he got his motor changed in the car, or she did. And that's something if the car breaks down, if the car breaks. So I'm saying if they're married this long, and because they always gave the appearance that they're super in sync, super in tune, they communicate so well.
That's it. You hit it right there. They gave the appearance.
If you go on a break, then it's there's something off.
It's so that's severe what I mean. That you took the break. And I mean,
based on.
They chose. That's
what I always wonder. Like when I hear statements like that, if someone takes a break, are we saying that it's off because that's not the societal norm, or because that's not something you would do?
No. Everybody can be able to be a break, but like for example, if we would take a break from each other, it would be something that we agree on, and that nobody would know about it, just him and I.
And here's what they tried to have happen. August decided he wanted to run his mouth. The third party is the one who decided that it needed to be public knowledge.
Mm. Trying to tell you, man.
Not Jada or Will. They was minding their damn business and drinking water.
If Will would have crushed his voice box, then he wouldn't have said this because he wouldn't have had an album.
He should have went iRobot on his ass. Yeah, but I'm saying though, like going on a break is like the last step before you actually separate.
Yeah.
And I don't hear of a lot of people that take breaks in their marriage and actually get back together to stay together.
I think I was on a break once.
You was married?
Not us. Not me, not Jay and I, but I think I was on a break, but on a break that we knew about it. We in a relationship, mm-hmm. And then we tried to work it out, and then it didn't work out. So basically, I think whenever you take a break,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's 50-50, but I think it's like 80-20 that you are not gonna make it.
Are some that do. So how do you know unless you try?
No, of course there are some. Of course, and you should try whatever you think
is right
and would help your situation. But I'm just talking for me and the experience that I did, and the experience that I saw from different people. Oftentimes, if you are on the stage of like taking a break and there's nothing to hold you in this relationship, like social stereotype shit, basically, like having kids, for example, or being financially dependent.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're really gonna make it.
Yeah.
I mean, because...
But what if it's like not... I mean, what if it's a journey, like an eat, pray, love journey, where you're like, you know what? I really just want to go on this spiritual journey by myself, like a sabbatical.
Uh-huh.
And then that... And I think if the timing is right for both parties, which that's normally the issue... If the timing is right for both parties at the same time, it works. Like, let's say I wanted to go on a sabbatical to go, like, eat, pray, love, and travel. And he wanted to go on a music sabbatical. And we're like, all right, team, break. In a year, we'll meet back. And we just go, like, we've done what we wanted to do in our life journey, whatever, whatever. And then we just continue to kick the shit. It might work. Because let's say we hit it at the same time. But what I think happens is a lot of people don't hit that mark at the same time in life.
Same time.
One person is connected with the way that their life is going at the current time, whereas another person is searching for something, so it doesn't time out perfectly. And then it might reverse.
Yeah.
And I think that's really what the issue is all about timing.
True. And the issue is, don't screw anybody that you know. That you both know.
I don't know.
Hashtag find you a stranger.
I agree.
But no, I agree. Like, it's one thing to, like, not only to for your spouse to be with somebody else, but another for you to know who it is. And for them to know you, you know, on an intimate level. That's another level of it. Because then it doesn't remove it. It's not like one person removed anymore. It's consistently in my face. Like, we might move around in the same circle, even though I don't think Will and August are in the same circles, but nevertheless.
But still, it's just like, it might be an ego thing, but please don't screw anybody that I know.
The world is big enough, I think. But what if they don't know? It's, you know, I don't know.
I mean, basically, if somebody was in my house having dinner with me at my table,
I think my thing would be don't have a baby. Like, just don't have a break baby. Like, I can deal, like, I'd rather deal with knowing the bitch than having a constant, at least a constant lifetime. That might be the deal breaker for me, because now we have a constant lifetime reminder that we had a break. We can't even pretend like it never happened. Nigga, there's a whole baby, a whole human.
the break baby in marriage, taking the break, or before marriage?
Either for, like, me, I think that would be a deal breaker for me. I'm sorry, I can't.
Both ways?
Yeah, marriage or before. I don't think I'm strong enough to just, and I know it takes a strong person, but I also was the person that said I didn't want to be with nobody who had kids already. So now I'm going to accept a kid that was in between. No, I don't think I would be strong enough to do it. And that's just on
tough.
In the period.
That's tough.
Like, I mean, and maybe I would, but I just don't. I can't see it right now. Like, definitely not in the marriage. Like, that's a no-go, bruh. Like, there's so many factors there in a marriage. Now, if it was pre-marriage... If we're going with the technicality that you're single until you're married, I mean, there's a discussion, I guess.
Wait, what?
Some people go on the theory of you're single until you're married.
That's an American shit.
That's the state.
Sorry, guys. In Europe, relationship means you are in a relationship. Okay?
No. Okay.
When you are single, you single. You alone. You don't have anybody with you.
So, are we saying that when you're dating, that you're...
If you're dating, you're dating. You can do whatever you want. No.
So, is dating, and when I say dating, I don't mean in a relationship. Are you saying that dating and a relationship are the equivalent?
No.
So, when you're dating, are you single?
What's
that? When you're dating, are you single?
Yes.
So, can I...
Do you mean Do you mean like dating when you say dating? Do you mean you're dating one person or you're dating in general?
In dating, when you might on Tuesday, you might be going out with Kim, and on Friday, it may be Rebecca.
Shaniqua, okay.
Yeah, that's you're single.
That means single.
Yeah, you're definitely single.
So, man. Okay, so what we're saying is anytime you have consecutive dates with a single person, at that point.
No. I mean, it's like you can date one person.
For a year, and you could not be in a relationship if you don't talk about it. If you like, what are we right now?
If you don't,
are we dating?
Exclusive.
Oh.
Yeah, if you're not exclusive, then you are not in a relationship.
Maybe it is an American thing, because how I look at it.
Definitely.
How I look at it is until you end up in a situation where you got to get somebody $400 million, your ass is single.
Listen, you know why? I know that it's an American thing. I remember back in the days. I mean, it was maybe 15 years ago or something. There was still a hell of people from the like military people in the Frankfurt area. Yeah. And I was working as a student in a department store, like clothing store.
Yeah.
And then a guy came in, an American with his other two friends. So there were three people, and it was a woman's store. So I was like, and then he came to me and talked to me, and like small talk. And I just answered his question because I was working. And then he asked me if I wanted to have some drinks or a date or something. I don't know. And I said, no, I have a boyfriend. And he was like, no problem. I'm not a jealous type of guy. And I was like, what? I was like, dude, I'm in a relationship.
It could have just been that, like, man, what was that earlier we were listening to? It could have just been that he has had the experience where a young lady told him that she had a boyfriend, and it was just to dissuade him from pursuing her, and it wasn't in actuality.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter if that is the case. She don't want to talk to you still.
But you got to call her bluff.
But why? If someone don't want to talk to you, why you want to force them to have to tell you in a rude way, no, thank you?
But it didn't have to be in a rude way. It could just be honest. I don't want to talk to you. Then that's the end of it. Instead of, I have a boyfriend.
No, but it was so many more situations where, like, especially with Americans, when you said you had a boyfriend, they didn't took you serious. They still tried to holler at you, or they still tried to get in your pants, maybe. All
because a boyfriend is
what was the idea?
Because they think they're better. Spot. Like, but I'm better. I'm better than they are.
Like a boyfriend is a parking spot, but a husband is the garage at your house.
I mean, that's bullshit. How can you be a husband if you're not able to be a boyfriend first? And then it's a fiance, and after fiance, a husband. I mean, come on. You have to learn. Going from 0 to 100. You've never been in a committed relationship, and then, boom, you go into marriage. The most monogamous relationship that, like, you can be in.
So you took my statement to mean that you're not moving towards that. But what I'm saying is, when it comes to anyone else's involvement in your relationship, until you're married, you're single. And when I say that, I mean you ain't got no paperwork. There's no set obligations for me to take care of you. Like,
there's no contract. Yes.
Yeah. There's no contract. Therefore, until you are married, you are single.
No.
But no, a relationship. Like, if you're in a relationship, like here. Normally, a relationship is there, so you can.
And then you just, huh? I said, we know Europeans date for 20 years, and then you can just move out, just pack your shit and leave. And that's the, I ain't gonna lie, that shit's smart, because you don't owe nobody $400 million at the end of the day.
Yeah, but still, like, they use a relationship. But still, they use a relationship to practice to see if they can be with that one person.
And
understand. They don't like, just be like, you, oh, we're married, say now single, I have to be different.
You're thinking specifically for the relationship. I'm not saying you're not in a relationship. I'm saying you have no contract, no obligation to that.
No, but if you say, you're single, that means you can do whatever you want with whomever you want.
Yes,
but
and if you're relationship,
which means I still can, which means you still can be faithful.
No. There's no contract, but you have an obligation
to that person. Yes. Because, like, if what if you get married and then you don't even know if you can stay faithful to that person? You know, in a relationship, if you can stay faithful to that person and act basically just like you're married, like acting like it. Without a contract, then you know. But if you can just go from that, it's from 0 to 100, basically. And in the States, but here, like if you're in a relationship, you do everything the same as if you were married. But then, like, once you get married, then you know you can do it with that person.
It's practice.
Yeah. And I think we're still missing each other. Because when you're in that relationship, it is still a choice. You don't have to. Like there's no contractual obligation.
Yes, of course.
And that's what I mean. That's what I'm talking about. Like, but once you sign paperwork, guess what? Somebody else is going to hold you accountable. There's a third party involved once you're married, not just you and your mate. When it's just you and your mate in a relationship, it's just you. It's just y'all two. But as soon as you get married, there's going to be a third party. That person is going to uphold that contract for you. And that's what I mean by single versus married. I'm not saying that you don't practice as if you were married. I'm saying that just like folks that I've worked with on base, where they've been dating the same person for 25 years, and 25 years in a day, they were like, well, that was fun. Pack this shit up and leave. Guess what? That's it. That's the end of it. You don't have to be separated for a year or whatever the law is in Germany. You don't got to be separated for a year. You pack your shit and you find you a new place to pay rent.
But I do have a question for that. In Germany or in Europe, is there no such thing as like common law marriage?
It's a Lebenspartnerschaft, basically. Yeah. You can be, how do you call it in the States?
It's a life partnership, basically.
Yeah. Oh, so what's the term on that? Like in certain states, like in the U.S., in certain states, like 5 years at the same address, boom, you're automatic.
No, it's not automatic. You have to get it done at the courthouse.
Oh,
you
still have to apply for it.
No, see, in the States, they the same residence. They're like, well, you should have did it the right way. Because now, guess what? Y'all hitched.
Really?
I think it's...
Whoa. In which state?
I know Texas is like that.
Yeah, I want to say Georgia's like that too.
I think Texas might have got rid of it, but it was like recently, but it was like that for a year, forever. Like up until I'll say at least until I moved here, it was like that. I don't know what happened after that.
How long did you have to?
I think it's like together? Only, it's not even like, is it a year maybe? Jeez. I think it might even be shorter than that.
I thought it was 5 years.
No, it's not even. And in Texas, or I don't know if this is he said, but it used to be like, if let's say we were out, me and Jamal weren't married, when we were out and he referred to me as his wife in front of you, I could bring that up in court and claim basically half of whatever, man. Saying that he claimed me as his wife. So therefore,
I gotta get on all the hip hop blogs right now and say, stop saying wife.
So, I mean, there was a couple of ways.
Jeez. America.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely in Texas. Okay, maybe, I don't know. It's in Texas for sure. Common law marriage, also known as marriage without formalities or informal marriage, is a valid and legal way for a couple to marry in Texas. Basically, they agree to be married.
Oh, here goes the list. common law marriage.
But it says they agree that they live together in that state and that the husband and wife, they represent that way to others. So like I said, they just say that they're husband and wife.
Alabama, Colorado, D.C., Georgia, Idaho, Iowa, Kansas, Montana, New Hampshire, Ohio, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, South Carolina, Texas, and Utah.
Jesus.
Yeah, that's a more than a states. Quarter.
Well, and that and look, and that way you gotta that's why you gotta have your own shit.
Watch out, people, watch out.
Man.
Well, I mean, yeah. Don't shack up if that's not what you Oh, so there's no time, so there's like this So you basically just have to prove that you agree to be married, live together as husband and wife in that state, and you present to others that you are married. Like out and about, you say, that's my wife. You introduce them like as your wife. They fake you, use your last name, any of that. You're common law married. It doesn't matter the terms. Let's say we live together for 3 weeks. Guess what, baby? Yeah.
Wifey.
That is ridiculous. I'm just saying. By the way, that is ridiculous. But you gotta, like, people need to know laws. Like, you might not even know that, and then you done shacked up and let somebody get a key for 3 weeks, and now you all love married and don't even know.
So be mindful.
Be careful.
And be careful.
Be mindful of what you sign up for, physically and verbally. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, physically, and who you are inviting into your house, because maybe the sex is so great that you forgot to tell the other person to go back to their apartment. And boom, you married.
She said you forgot to tell. She said the sex is so good you forgot to tell them to leave, and now your ass is married.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to tell him to leave. You said husband. Boom. Done.
And don't end up in an entanglement because you accidentally got married.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you end up in a good entanglement and marriage,
Now, that would be like perfect timing, right? Your situationship turned into a tangle and entanglement, which then it turned into marriage. Now, I ain't never heard of that.
That's a perfect
story. Exactly. Right there. Like that would be. All right. Anything else on entanglement? Do we learn anything? Would you sign up for a fire round? Would you sign up for an entanglement? But would you be in an entanglement?
Sign up? No.
I guess I don't know what other way to phrase that. Like, what other way could you phrase that? Could you see yourself falling into an entanglement? I don't think they could see themselves either beforehand.
I don't think this was a game of chess. I think it was a situation where both the ass was like, you know what? My toe hurt too.
Well, let's end on this. Do you think you could move on after an entanglement?
I don't know. I would like to think I could, but I also, I can't really speak to that. You know what I'm saying? Like, ego is one of those things where you think you can control it, but are you going to end up damaging the person that you're trying to control or suppress your ego for or do away with your ego for? Are you going to end up damaging them on your road to having control or, I guess, adequate?
Or yourself.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's one of those things you have to really think about your peace and your mental stability when it comes to it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Boo for your answer. No, I'm joking.
I would say, how Brandy would say, never say never.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I'm the same. I don't know if I could move on from that. I think it would be really tough for me. Yeah. And I think they're going to be separated by 2022.
I think the same. And I think you couldn't even forgive me.
Probably not.
Not him.
What about you?
No, you would be so hurt. Like,
So between the two of you, you're saying that you think you would be able to move on before he would be able to, Rim?
I don't know about that because I have a big ego.
So,
I'm a very prideful person. But if I would forgive him, I think I would be the one that would really forgive. I would bring it up.
We could, maybe daily,
but we could live happily after. But you, I think you couldn't do it. You would be too
so
hard.
Between the two of you, Rim would be the one that would be able to move on. You agree, Jay?
I don't know about that.
I mean, I didn't see, Jay,
if you bring it up.
Wait. For the record, I didn't say I would move on and forgive him. But if it is between us, yeah, both, I think I would be the one person because you would be too hurt.
I don't know.
To function.
If she bring it up every day, man,
said he would be too hurt to function.
Yeah. See, with the difference would be like if I would try to get over it, I wouldn't bring it up daily. She would bring that shit up daily, and then I would be like, "Fuck it." If you're gonna talk about it every day, I'm out of here.
You just be like, "She did that little thing that you told me you ain't never want to do."
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, what, baby? I just said baby. What did you say?
I said, "No, Jay, you gotta do that. You just tell her she did that little thing that you told me you never would do."
Oh, I thought you brought up some baby.
No.
What?
No. God, no.
Yeah.
Break up, baby.
What about you, Nick?
What up? Yeah. Lanika.
I think I would definitely try to move on. Like, I would definitely give it a go. And then if I couldn't, at least I could say I gave it my all. Like, I tried. As opposed to, again, now, asterisk, I said as long as there's no babies involved. There's a baby involved. I'm out, bro. I gotta go. I can't. Ain't no way I'm gonna be able to be nice to that child. That baby mama, that ain't me, dog. Like, I'm too petty. Call it what you want. I'm not there yet, growth wise. I'd be like, they wanna come where on the weekend? We gotta pay what? No.
Okay, wait. But what if Jamal had to break baby during your marriage when you guys already had kids and they are still young? Would you still pack up your stuff and leave and don't forgive him even though he had a break? Or would you reconsider?
You need to write a soap opera.
That changes the game. If I already have kids, there's more of a discussion to be had. But I still don't see how this how they coming up here. How are you doing that?
I'm just saying.
Like, I would be the type of, like, okay, I think at that point it's another conversation to be had, but I'd be like the witch from hell. I'd be like, no, y'all need to meet at this McDonald's at this time, drop off the babies. No, she can't come to my house. No, she can't have a number.
And Jamal need a dad now.
Like, I would be like,
monitor everything.
And she damn sure can't touch my baby. And there would be all sorts of stipulations.
and at your house, you would have ring so you can see who's coming in and out.
Like, but don't you think that would be me, babe?
Oh, yeah.
Jamal, why are you so quiet? We couldn't hear you.
Nah, because I'm just listening. You know, just taking.
But would you be okay with that? The stipulation? I mean, you wouldn't have a choice. You cheat.
No, you know why I got that? But when you say at my house, I was like, well, I'm pretty sure we both spend the mortgage with our house.
But that's not our baby, so.
But you said my house.
So if you want that child to be able to come and go as it please, you need to get another house for that child to be able to come and go as it please.
Okay.
But another house with cameras.
I'm self-access. That thing is an additional one.
I don't know about that. That's going to be my house.
But what I'm telling, okay, so you're not making the rules. You messed up. I'm making the rules.
So you're making rules for the kid that's not yours?
I'm making the rules for anything that has to do with me and that kid. Yes. Okay. Anything that has to do with me and that kid. Yes, I am making the rules.
Listen up, fellas. If some fellas are listening to the podcast, don't mess up. Don't cross that bridge. I'm telling you, don't do it. You'll regret it for the rest of your life.
I'm just saying, again, I don't, like, first of all, that sounds really taxing, like, tiresome. But I'm just saying, I can't see it being cakewalk, like, me not having any questions, me not having any extra, I don't know, whatever you want to call it, provisions or whatever. I can't see that, but I'm not going to say they'll be that intense. But I'm just saying, I just can't see things going on as regularly scheduled programming either. Like, I just, like, if I'm being real, like, I'm not going to tell that lie either. Like, yeah, we're the best blended family ever from day one. Nah, bro, miss me, because I know my attitude is not that. Not day one. Yep. First, I got to get over the fact that you got a whole child out here. Like, that's going to take me a whole year before I believe you, probably. And I need every type of test. Don't come to me talking about you got a baby until you know for sure it's yours either, because that's not some of the thoughts you can take back.
And I bring it.
Even with the test. I would, like, swap the baby by myself. And take the test to the doctor so I know
it's sure. She running the test. She the nurse.
Yeah, no, but don't. Can I bring that same energy to you? You got to be at the Burger King between any child exchange happens between 11 and 13.
Who am I in this situation?
Well, apparently you the one that got pregnant.
Oh, I'm the aside. Okay, I'm the entanglement right now. Okay.
You wanted to say the thought?
I mean, okay, so I'm the entanglement. And what?
Yeah, I'm creating the rules for you.
Okay.
I'm just saying. That cool?
Oh, hold on. Sorry, Jamal. So you saying if Lenika would be in an entanglement and ended up
I bring the same energy that she was just bringing?
First of all, but to be truthful, that has nothing to do with the entanglement person or the wife. That's for whoever the main piece of the entanglement, the cause of the entanglement, to figure out how to please both they asses. That's on that person to figure out how to work that shit out. Not them other two. They don't have to get along. Whoever was the point of the entanglement, that's on they ass to figure out how to make that shit work smoothly. I don't care if they stress. You should have thought about that shit before you caused the entanglement. Like, that's not on either.
Or he caused the entanglement or was involved in entanglement. Because if we talk about causing, and let's just say we're making Jada happy, that means we'll got to figure out how to make.
I mean.
I was like, we're got to figure out how to make August and Jada happy.
August and Jada don't have a baby, but you know what I mean.
I'm just trying to. The cause or involved?
The point of contention.
What? You know what? It's been great to see you guys.
But wait. But I still don't have the answer, because Lenika answered, but Jamal, you started. So if she ended up pregnant because you started the talk, you would, like, be okay. I mean, I don't know if you would be okay, but basically you said you would give her the same energy. You would try to work it out, but make the rules.
What I was asking was, would she receive the same energy she dished? Like, I see you giving it out, but would you take that same
energy? If I was the side piece, would I listen to all of the wife's rules is what he's trying to put out there. Like, if I'm the wife putting on all these rules to her, is she really going to listen to me? Mm-hmm. And that's why I said, that's not for me to figure out, and that's not for her to figure out. That's for your ass to figure out how to please both of us.
Man, you talking about being a side piece? No, man. You Jada. You're Jada with a baby.
Oh, I got a baby by my side piece?
Yes.
Yeah.
And now do I have that same energy
I'm trying to figure out how you going to pay for this other house.
Wait, so I got pregnant?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got pregnant.
You got pregnant August because you got because somebody else got lost in your
stuff. Hopefully, I got pregnant up and not down. You know, yeah. It'll be all right. We ain't gotta scrape to figure out how we gonna like get the second house.
Like you just told me, that's for you to figure it out.
Wait, but if we have kids, do I still gotta get out?
I'm gonna do you just like old girl on this movie we watched the other day.
Movie.
The what is it, 35 and 10? You're gonna roll up on the church. I'm gonna be like, just leave. Just leave.
And he had a whole nother girl pregnant. Dang.
Yep. Straight like that. His shoes.
How dirty you wanna be. I see how it's gonna be.
Oh, it's dirty when I do.
No, he's just matching up
exactly.
Your
ankle.
But I.
Uh huh. Yep.
Yeah, I guess I'm getting my real feelings involved. I'm like, I didn't do anything. I'm like, I didn't do anything, though. Mm-hmm. That was literally what I was about to say. But I didn't do anything.
Well, apparently you did.
So start over.
No, I just forgot. We were talking about hypothetically. I was like, I didn't do that.
See, guys, you see how easy they flip that shit?
No, because Jamal said he would give you the same energy.
I was like, guys, you see how quickly they flip that shit? It's all sweet when they doing it. Man, when
I thought you was gonna wrap up the podcast. I thought you were gonna wrap up the podcast and skip the answer.
Surprise, Nicole.
I'm not quite sure. Whatever. I'm done. All right, and that's another episode of Four People in the Podcast. I'm done with all of them. And hopefully we'll be back next week.
All right, people, appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram, rate and subscribe us on all your favorite podcast platforms.
And stay safe.
Peace.